You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Five Americans identified. Carjacking in Georgetown. Trump's sister passed away. And still no suspects. We'll cover all that coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the five service members who were killed when their helicopter crashed in the Mediterranean Sea have been identified. Personally, I find it frustrating that this is not getting enough news attention, which is why we're sure to cover it here. The Department of Defense says the MH-16 Black Hawk was conducting aerial refueling training when the aircraft experienced an in-flight emergency resulting in the crash. The five Army Special Operations soldiers are from Clarksville, Tennessee, Sacramento, California, Gorham, New Hampshire, Apache Junction, Arizona, and Mankato, Minnesota. Please take some time to think about their service, and their family's pain today. A Secret Service agent who was tasked with protecting Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden, opened fire in Georgetown after three people tried to carjack him. It was an unmarked car, so no reason to believe these carjackers knew it was the president's granddaughter. Bad luck for them. There's been a 250% increase in carjackings in D.C. in the last 5 years. 750 reported carjackings reported this year, and 75% of them involve guns. Just last month, a Democratic congressman from Texas was carjacked in D.C. at gunpoint outside of his apartment. Donald Trump's oldest sister passed away at the age of 86. Marianne Trump Berry, she was a former federal judge, passed away in her Manhattan home. Trump Berry was selected by President Reagan to serve on the Federal District Court in New Jersey in 1983, went on to serve in the Third Court of Appeals after a nomination from Bill Clinton. She worked into her 80s, retiring just in 2019. The first photo of the bag of cocaine that was found in the White House, remember that story? First photo has been released. They've been able to narrow down to 500 suspects, but the investigation was closed down within 2 weeks due to lack of evidence. Also, we'll apparently never know the person who works at the Supreme Court who leaked that Roe v. Wade overturning decision either. Very hard to solve crime in D.C., apparently. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, at this point in history, President Biden has lost control of the executive process, and that is not likely to improve. Two vivid examples make the case, which is indisputable. The open border has placed an enormous financial burden on cities and states, and now thousands more migrants are marching toward Texas. In addition, the millions coming into the USA with no supervision present a security nightmare. Now, Mr. Biden could suspend all asylum requests, something most responsible presidents would do. He refuses. He will not even attempt to solve the border problem. The second situation may very well end in the president's impeachment in the House of Representatives. There is no question that Hunter and Jim Biden sold influence to foreign concerns using Joe Biden's name. Again, this is beyond any reasonable doubt. Yet the president denies any impropriety and will not even acknowledge the scheme. History will not be kind to Joe Biden. To me, the president is delusional, deeply out of touch with reality. And America is suffering because of that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. Bill and Sylvia Sales, Carson City, Nevada, the capital of the state. Bill, say it isn't so. The Biden administration wants to allow Palestinians into our country? No, it isn't so. So I know, and it hurts me personally, about this internet stuff that you guys are hearing all the time. You know, concierge members, they send me mail, and so do you, premium members. I mean, or anybody can send Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, but the concierge members are on, and what about this, what about that? It's insane. So there's no policy of us relocating Palestinians to the United States. None. That would have been front page news. Now, in a few circumstances, if there's a humane thing like a baby who needs surgery or something, but this kind of stuff is just so destructive and people believe it. But I'm glad you checked with me. All right. Tony Stope, Waterloo, Nebraska. Could Joe Manchin's announcement of retirement make him a viable last-minute replacement for Biden? No, because Manchin has no far-left constituency. The reason he's not running again in West Virginia is, A, he'll probably lose because he voted for too many Biden programs. So the West Virginian, that's a red state. So Manchin knew he'd probably lose. And two, he's a moderate Democrat, and there are only like six of them left. So the Democratic Party doesn't want the Manchins, they want the Newsoms. So, but I think he might run as a third-party candidate. I don't know if it's going to be this cycle. He is 76 years old. It's possible. He wouldn't win, but he'd hurt, I think, Biden if he ran. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 10 years ago today, an elderly crime boss began serving
his life sentence inside a federal penitentiary. The capture and conviction ended a two-decade manhunt that spanned the entire Western Hemisphere. Here is the story of Whitey Bulger. Born September 1929, James Joseph Bulger, known as Whitey, ran the Winter Hill Gang in Boston. His crew controlled the lucrative drug pipeline between Montreal, Boston, and New York City. In his prime, Bulger paid 250 so-called associates. Over the years, the kingpin evaded local police primarily by cooperating with the FBI. In exchange for information about the Italian mob in New England, the Justice Department spiked investigations into Bulger's drug activity. However, that agreement did not include murder. On Christmas Eve 1994, an arrest warrant was issued for Bulger related to four homicides. Bulger fled Boston. It took the FBI 16 years to find him. An anonymous tip from Iceland led to a tiny apartment complex in Santa Monica, California. In June 2011, Whitey Bulger was taken into custody. He began serving his life sentence on November 14, 2013, at the age of 84. His stay in prison was not pleasant. In 2018, the nearly 90-year-old crime boss was found dead inside a cell. He had been beaten to death by inmates armed with padlocks, his eyes gouged, his tongue cut out. The FBI believed the hit was retribution from the Boston Mafia. Members of the Italian mob were in the same prison that Bulger was. Four people have been charged with the murder. Their trial begins next year. And here's something else you might not know. Despite being an informant, the FBI ultimately added Whitey to the most wanted list. It was only one other man above him, Bin Laden. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.